This is Abe Kiyas recording for Masechah Sukkah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So the very bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis, we have a statement of Rabbi Yehuda that there's different types of vegetables, shushay v'shvatzrei, mesachkin b'hu. You can use them as chach, and then Abaye is going to qualify which ones you can use, which ones you can't use, and why. So Abaye said, b'shushay mesachkin, these vegetables called shushay, you can use them for chach, b'shvatzrei lo mesachkin, you cannot use the shvatzrei, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. So my time, what is the reason? Now we're on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So he says, the sari rechayu, because since they have a bad smell, they get, I guess when they get wet from the rain or something like that, they'll get a bad smell. So then shavik luvinafik, right? So the guy's going to walk out of the sukkah. He's not going to want to stay in the sukkah if it smells like these bad smelling plants. So therefore you're not allowed to use them as schach, even though they technically fit into all the rules of what schach has to be, still you can't use them as schach because it's going to cause the guy to leave the sukkah. Another similar example, Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava. Rav Chanan bar Rava says, Hani hizme vihige, Rashi says, there's different types of sneh. There's different types of thorn bushes, right? Mesachkin, behu, they're kosher for schach. Abaye, Amar behizme mesachkin, kinon. We can use the hizme for schach. Behige lo mesachkin, we can't use the hige. Why not? Not my taima, kevan denatre tarfayu shavikle vinafik. Right, so what's going to happen is that these things, they dry out very quickly, and the leaves will fall into the sukkah, and it's going to cause the guy to leave the sukkah. He's not going to want to be in a room where the leaves are constantly falling on his head. So I'm Rav Gidol Marav. Hi, afkusa de dikla mesachkin behu. So you have this piece of the date palm, right, that Rash says it's the part that's on the bottom near the ground. You can use it as chach. Afagav de agide, even though it looks like it's wrapped up, it looks like it's all tied up, eged bidei shamayim lo shmei eged. So you might think it's going to fall under what we call the gzeiras otzar. So we say, no, eged bidei shamayim lo shmei eged. That's already naturally done that way, and that's not called tied up. So af al gav de hadar, skip line? No, fine. So af al gav de hadar agid luhu, even if you then wrap it up on itself, that's also just wrapped on itself. It's called a one thing wrapped up together. That's not called an egged either, and therefore it's completely allowed. There's no gzeiras otzar of using bundles, as we talked about on the previous daf. So Amrav Chizda, Amravina Barshila, Hani Dukre Dekani Mesachkin Behu. Afalgav de agide ninhu, eged bidei shamayim lo shmei eged. Similarly, you have these reeds that are grow in a way that they're wrapped all together. That's called an eged bidei shamayim, and that's not considered a problem. And then afalgav de hadar agid luhu, igid bechad lo shmei eged. Right, and then if you then wrap them up on themselves, that's also an igid bechad. That's not considered, it's a single wrapping, so therefore that it's not considered a bundle in the same way. Tanya nami hachi, konim v'dukronim sachin behu. We have these reeds and these other types of growths that are similar to reeds. So then you're allowed to use them as schach. So we say pshita. Yeah, so of course you're allowed to use them as schach. So ema konim shel dukronin mesachkin bohen, right? You can use the konim shel dukronin, meaning that these reeds that are a subcategory of these plants called dukronim, those you're allowed to use as schach. V'am rav chizdam ravina barshina hani merirta da agma. This merirta da agma, this maror that grows. Rashi says it's chazeres. It's this lettuce that grows in a swamp. Adam yotzi behen yudei chovah, so bepesach, you can use it as maror on Pesach. So meisvei, so now the Gemara asks the following question based on that. Ezo, in other words, before we get to what it says, we're trying to figure out why would you be allowed to use it on Pesach? It has a different name. Normally we call something maror, so you're allowed to use it for mar. This is maror de agam. Maybe it's a different species altogether, and you're not allowed to use it on Pesach. So now we're going to try to prove that. So when it comes to the paraduma, when it comes to tzaras, you have to use what's called an agudas ezov. We talked about it before when we talked about lulav tzarech eged. So now we say, when the Mishnah is discussing what's considered ezov, it says ezov velo ezov yavan velo ezov kuchli velo ezov midbari. So you're not allowed to use these different types of ezov that they're called ezov in the first name, but they also have a last name describing them a little bit differently than the standard ezov. Velo ezov romi, velo ezov shiesh lo shem levai. You're not allowed to use any kind of ezov that has a nickname, that has an additional name that was added onto it to describe it better. So Amar Abaye, Kol Shenishtana Shmo, Kodem Matan Torah, Ubasa Torah, Vikpida Alea, Biyadua Sheyesh Loshem Levai. Vahani Lo Nishtana Shmayo Kodem Matan Torah Klal. So he says that, no, what's the issue over there? So he says, if something's name changed before Matan Torah, and then the Torah comes along and says that you have to use the one dafka with this name, so then you're not allowed to use those other names. However, Vahani, when it says over there Vahani, Rashi says it's talking about the Maror, that we call the Marisa da Agam. So he says that was never changed. The name was not changed before Matan Torah. Vahani lo nishtan shmaya kodim Matan Torah. Cloud. That name didn't change before Matan Torah at all. This is what it was always called. Just nowadays they call it by this name. But in the times of the Torah, they called that Maror as well, and that's why it's considered a valid form of Maror that you could use at the Seder. Rava Amar Hani Mirisa Stama Shmaya. He says, really, these things, that's just regular Maror. V'hai de Karila Mirisa da Agma Mishem de Mishdakach ba'agma. The only reason they called it the Maror that's found in the swamp is because that's where you can get it. But it's not, the actual plant is exactly what they used to use for lettuce, exactly what they used for Maror back in those days, and it's not a problem at all. Okay, Amar Rav Chisda, Iged Bechad Lo Shmei Eged. Right, so we said before, if you take one thing and you wrap it on itself, that's not called an Eged, and therefore when it comes to Xeris Otsar, we were not worried about that at all. You could use it for Schach. Shalo Shmei Eged. If you're wrapping three things together, that's definitely called an Eged. Shnayim Machlokas Rabbi Yossi V'Rabbanan. If it's two, basically, you're taking two things and you're wrapping them up together. Is that called a bundle or is that not called a bundle? So for our purposes, the question would be, if you have a bundle of two, are you allowed to use that for schach? But as we'll see, though, when you have the concept of an agudas ezov, so that's a doraisa din, that you have to have a bundle of ezov, has to be tied up. So is that going to be good enough if there's only two parts to the bundle? Titnan, we have the following Mishnah that shows you that it's a machlokes Rabbi Yossi in the Rabbana. Mitzvahs ezov, shlosha klachim. So the mitzvah of ezov is there should be three stalks. Uvahen, shlosha give olin. Right? And within the three stalks means, Rashi says, the three roots. And they should have three, meaning coming from the three roots, there should be three, you know, like when you have one root, so sometimes it can be multiple stems coming from the roots, so there should be three stems per root. So that's what you want. V'shirav shnayim v'gardumav kol shehu. So the leftovers should be two, and a gardumin should be at any amount, meaning, what do we mean by that? So the shirai means that if you sprinkle with it and then something falls off, so at least if there's two stems left per root, that's good enough. And a gardumin means when the top breaks off, so you have a little bit left over. As long as there's a kol shehu, it's considered that there's something there. So if the stem breaks off and there's a little bit of it that still remains, then it's considered like it's still there, and therefore you have your bundle like that. So now when we're saying that, we're assuming at this point that when it's said that the roots are two, that means it should start as two. So that when it says there should be three, that's just, it's better that way if there's three. And Rabbi Yossi is coming along and saying that the it needs to be three for the sake of the mitzvah. Therefore, the chachamim who hold you need to do one more than Rabbi Yossi, they say three is necessary. If you don't have three, it's ma'akiv. You're not yotzi at all. So now the Gemara says it's not so fast. Well, hatanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ezov, right? So it says over here, Ezov, and the Bach just says in the Shin, Ezov shetchilas or shnayim v'shirav, echad. So an Ezov that starts off in a bundle of two, and then after you're done sprinkling it, there's only one left. So that's puzzle. That's going to be puzzle. So it's only good if you start off with a bundle of three, and then when you're done sprinkling, there's two left over. So what you see from there is that Rabbi Yossi requires three to start with, and so you can't say it's a machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi. If the Rabbanan require three, great, but Rabbi Yossi certainly requires three. So what are we talking about here? So Gemara first starts by saying epuch. Okay, fine. So maybe we switch the shittas around. Rabbi Yossi shlosha la'akev. Rabbi Yossi holds you must have three. L'Rabbanan shlosha la'mitzvah. So for the Rabbanan, you just need three for the sake of the mitzvah. Meaning, better if you have three, but if you have two, that's good too. Tzvah Tanya, but that's not going to hold up either. Why? Because we have a different brisa. Ezo shetchilaso shnayim v'shir yo echad kosher. Right, so if you have an ezo that starts off with two, and there's one left over, it's kosher. Ve'ino pasal shetchilaso v'shir yo echad. Right, so and it's only going to be pasal if there is, if it starts off as two, as one, and it ends up as one. So that's pasal ha'amet shir yo echad kosher. So you say, wait a second, you just said that if it starts off, you know what, we're gonna continue this with Anamid Bay, sorry.